climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
And continuing our coverage of local and state elections, I have Doug Toomer, who has joined me in the studio. Doug, of course, is the founder of Stand Up for Idaho, and he is running for Senate in District 35. Doug, as always, it's good to have you here in studio.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, Stand Up for Idaho is something you're very passionate about. And how did that kind of play into you throwing your hat in the arena for office?
Well, Stand Up for Idaho came about because, as I say, it's a little bit of back history. Up until a few years ago, I was just, complacent. I wasn't paying attention to politics, anything like that. But, back in the 2021 timeframe, things happened across the country, COVID, all sorts of things, and I just started, things didn't make sense to me, and so I was trying to find out what was the truth on that, and make a long story short, I ended up starting Stand Up for Idaho, because I'd found other individuals that had the same questions I did, and I just started, digging into things and looking around, and the more you dig, the more you find, and all that. And so I found out that I always believed that Idaho was a very patriotic, a very good state, and was something that our founders basically envisioned the country to be. But as time goes on and as I learned more, I found out that that wasn't the case. And so I decided I needed to do something about it, and so that's where I decided I was going to run for office to try to do what I can to fix it, because.
And of course, tomorrow night is a big night for Stand Up for Idaho's weekly town hall meeting with the District 32 candidates.
Correct. Yeah, we will actually, Stand Up for Idaho will be hosting all of the legislative candidates from Bonneville County area, that affects Bonneville County mainly. Over the next few weeks, and we're even going to have U.S. Congress candidates come, and that's Mike Simpson and Mike. I don't know whether Mike will make it or not, and Scott Cleveland, and my mind just went blank. There's another person that's actually running, a couple more, but between now and the next election day, we're going to have all of the legislative candidates come, those that will want to come, give them an opportunity to tell us, about themselves, why we should vote for them, etc. And then the key part, which we always like, is live questions from the audience. And nothing scripted at all. It's just whatever comes out from the person, and they ask the questions. So.
And Doug, I have talked about this before. I come away from every single one of those so inspired, because it is amazing the participation that we're seeing at these. People coming with their thoughtful questions, and it's just exciting to see that conversation really moving forward.
Well, I think that's what was actually been the made Stand Up for Idaho successful, if you will, or interesting to people is, it gets it out of the living room, or if you will, the conversation, and gets people together to find out that there are more people out there that think similarly or that are confused and concerned. And, we have a lot of very intelligent people, obviously. They're just distracted doing other things, working, making a living, raising a family, and all this. And then you see what's going on, and you feel what's going on in the country and in the state, the inflation, just everything that's going on. It's really tough. And so Stand Up for Idaho gives, a forum for those people to get together and talk, and also to be able to talk to, like right now, with the legislators, what are we going to do about it? What's your view on things, and how can we deal with it all? Because it's really something that's affecting everybody's lives.
It certainly is. And, you know, in a time where we're seeing people shut down and disengage, I love that you are bringing it out of the living room into a place where our community can gather and get back to the business of having those important conversations. Well, Doug, what would be your first order of business in office? That's not a loaded question, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. My first order of business would be that one of the big challenges that we have, the state has a lot of challenges. And you look at it, the, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the country. And Idaho is not immune from what's going on. And that's, you know, government growth, it's border illegal border crossing, open border, all of this stuff, cartels, gangs, et cetera. Idaho's not exempt from that, especially the rural communities are really vulnerable. That being said, some of the big things that we can do now is our spending. Our government spending is just... you know, going up and up and up. We went from $9.5 billion in 2020 to $14 billion in 2024. That's a 47% increase.
Wow, and that's a big jump, isn't it?
It is, and that's taxes. That's you and me paying for those taxes. I mean, they do just print money, which causes inflation, which, you know, causes a problem that way too. And 40% of our budget is federal funds. And I was like, what happens when we become over 50% of the federal funding? We become a welfare state ourselves.
Right.
We need to just get our handle on the growth in government. Those things that are essential and necessary, yes, we need to do. But there's a lot of wants and things that we don't need. We need to, in my mind, we need to get our hands around that budget. There was an effort done this last year, and there was a lot of flack that occurred to some of the legislators for just having the split of a maintenance budget was basically last year's, and then what the new one was this year. Okay, the add-ons for this year. We have to get a handle on our spending, and I will be an advocate for that, obviously. Another thing is, too, is our public school, our public education. You hear a lot about vouchers and this, that. People are wanting to get out of public school. Why is that? Well, you look at our proficiencies in English and math. For instance, our targets are in the 60% range. That means that our target is we hope to get 6 out of 10 kids that can read and do math. That means 4 out of 10, we're okay with that not happening. And but we don't even have a science proficiency. But we're not even meeting those targets. And we can say, okay, I want vouchers, I want the money follows the child, all that. And I'm for those type things, okay? But also what happens is we still need to fix the education system because there are some of those that don't have that opportunity to homeschool or take to other schools. And so we need to really get our arms around what is going on with our education system so that we can make it better for all of our kids, because that is that's what this is all about, is our children.
At the end of the day, you're right. That's what it's about. Well, Doug Toomer, founder of Stand Up for Idaho and candidate for Senate in District 35, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And don't forget about Stand Up for Idaho's candidate forum tomorrow night, 6:30, the Shiloh in Idaho Falls.